Hi, lovey. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, and we're still in the middle of our tarot series, and I believe this is episode 8, and we are talking about kings. Kings are the highest on the physical plane in the chain of command, right? Kings have the final say in every suit, just like a judge in court. They can represent people and situations that are surrounding you at the time of the reading. They can represent aspects of ourselves that may be authoritative, honorable, masculine, responsible, and strategic. A king is responsible for everyone down to the very last peasant of his kingdom. When referring to the King of Wands, this represents a self-made king. This person has started from the bottom and appreciates their own company, peace, and space. He understands that he has earned his position. He has learned all the lessons we will learn in life himself. This king is very easily put off by drama, ignorance, and petty affairs. He loves very deeply and makes sure everyone will eat, but he will also make sure everyone is punished as the law requires. His wand is for defending you and also for taking his anger out on you. When talking about the King of Pentacles, this king represents financial responsibility. He will more than likely represent big business, a bank, or a major career promotion. His connection to finances has all to do with discipline, ambition, and support. These qualities must be aligned to be in his position. He is a businessman, short-tempered at any other matter. He will even remind you to focus on money rather than anything else in question. He is a survivor. He opens financial doors for those who have put in the previous efforts. When referring to the King of Cups, this king is a smooth talker, a tease, an emotional validator. He represents the sexual vulnerability of the human condition. He poses as a great husband and yet a very promiscuous lover. He will always ask you if you considered how things make you and others feel about the situation in question. He helps bring your emotions back into balance when they are clearly swinging in one direction. He provokes you to open your heart in even the most uncomfortable situations. He loves to be verbally validated, like a cheat date to grant you wishes. He reminds us of the maintenance that's required to nurture a relationship. When referring to the King of Swords, he represents a very harsh energy. He has mysteriously become the king, either from slaying the previous king, being knighted, or he was born into it. This harsh enigma warns not to challenge his authority. He is the force standing between you and fulfilling a major request. He represents, be careful what you wish for. He makes it known a consequence will occur. When asking the King of Swords for passage, you best be prepared to fight for it. He is turned off by weakness, timidity, and unpreparedness. He needs a really good explanation as to why you deserve to go to heaven.